anytime you say you're going to do something later, you are betting that you will be around for that later in order to see it. And there's no guarantee that you will be.
StayAllDay.com. Pretty exceptional.
Work on your game.
I like the approach.
Work on your fucking game.
Everybody has relates to what Dre's saying in a different way.
Work on your game.
I like the way he thinks.
Work on your fucking game.
I like the frameworks that he's put together.
Work on your game.
And I would highly recommend it to anybody that's trying to work on their game.
Work on your fucking game.
I think it's a good approach. It's a different approach, too.
Hey, you, work on your game.
Gave me something really good.
Work on your game. DreAllDay.com.
And his philosophy makes a lot of sense.
Not only work on your game, perfect your craft.
Work on your game.
He knows how to communicate in such a fabulous way.
I can't say it enough.
Work on your game. You are now tuned into the show where you learn the discipline to show up day after day to do the work, the confidence to put yourself out there boldly and authentically, and the mental toughness to continue showing up, doing the work, putting yourself out there, even when the success you've expected to achieve has yet to be achieved. And on top of all this, you get a huge dose of personal initiative. What is that? That is the go-getter energy that moves any one of us, including yourself, to go and make things happen instead of waiting for things to happen. And then we put all this together into a series of frameworks, approaches, insights, strategies, and techniques all underneath the umbrella of one unifying philosophy. And we call that Work on Your Game. My name is Dre Baldwin, also known as Dre All Day, and welcome to the show. And today's topic is why you want to get rich quick. Yes, I put that in quotation marks. Get rich quick. You hear people talk about that? It's actually a good thing. This is not something to avoid. This is not something to be wary or afraid of or to run away from. You actually want this, and I'm going to explain why here today. But before we start, let me remind you all of two things. First of all, once we start sending our daily motivation text messages again, as of this recording, they're not going out. We're working on some back end stuff. But once we do start sending them again, which may have happened by the time you hear this, they'll be going straight to everybody's phone who is already in our text community. So if you're not in it, get in it by texting me at the number 305-384-6894. Just send a text to that number. Say, hey, Dre, I want the daily motivation. When we start sending out again, you'll be getting the message straight to your phone. We send out a weekly one, too, called the Monday Motivation. That message I usually make a little bit longer, and the daily motivations are usually shorter. We'll tell you your options and all that as soon as you get in. But it's free to join. Just text at that number. Next, Work on Your Game University. That's the place where I do all my coaching. As of today, the day that I am actually recording this, which will be by the time you hear it, this will already have been announced. And if you're on my email list or you follow me on social, you probably heard me talk about it. You can get into our group university program by just going to workonyourgameuniversity.com. You don't have to schedule a call with us if you're not ready to do that. But you could just join straight into the program, get access to all of our courses and materials. I'll give you the link to do that. Again, workonyourgameuniversity.com. You just go there right now. You can see what our program has, what's in it, what you get access to. And again, you get immediate access to all of that stuff right now today. All you got to do is go to that link. That link's down below in the description. And you get into our group coaching calls, which I do every twice a month. I do two group coaching calls, and you'll be part of our group messaging. What do we call it? Group chat. Yeah, group chat messaging. So you have direct access to me and also the other members of the group. So this is a mastermind. We have the mastermind elements. We have the material elements, the online material, and the coaching element all at once. All you got to do is go to workonyourgameuniversity.com, link down below in the description. All that out the way, let's get into the topic. Why you want to get rich quick? Now, I was doing a live stream on a few platforms a couple weeks ago. I was doing them all at the same time. So I had Instagram going. There was TikTok has live streaming. So I was on TikTok. I was on Facebook all at the same time. And someone left a comment. I believe it was on TikTok. In TikTok, there was a lot of activity happening, at least the first few live streams I did. So many people in there, I could barely see all the comments. But somebody left a comment and said, are you one of those get rich quick guys? That was the comment that they left. Now, they were kind of being like a little bit facetious in saying that. Now, I have never called myself a get rich quick guy, and I've never even had anyone ask me that question. The first time anybody had ever asked me that. But I'm glad that the person posed that comment, because I'm going to explain here today why getting rich quick is actually a good thing. It's not some type of scam. It's not a hustle, as some of you may have been conditioned to believe or some of you may be concerned about. Today, we're going to break those false beliefs. Now, there are some things when you hear the phrase get rich quick, there are some connotations of it. Of all you got to do is ABC and then tomorrow you're going to have all this money. Well, does it usually work out that way? No. But at the same time, getting rich quick, basically increasing the velocity of how you can make more money, is actually a good thing. So this whole concept, the way you may have socially been believed to think of get rich quick, maybe you could stay away from that kind of stuff. Like, hey, if you go get into this investment that you don't understand and next week you'll have 10 extra money. Okay, probably not that type of thing. But when I say get rich quick, I mean it in a literal sense. How can you actually get more money, whatever you consider to be rich? How can you do it really fast? Isn't that a good idea? I mean, when you really think about it, isn't that a good idea? Today, I'm going to tell you why it's a good idea. Point number one, topic once again, is why you want to get rich quick. Number one, you will not live long enough to get rich slow. You get rich slow, you're going to run out of time. You're going to die first. All right, so that's probably not a good idea. So you can get rich quick, you can get rich slow. Or I guess some people may say, I want to get rich medium. All right, bullshit. You want to get rich quick. You want to make your money fast. All right, if you knew it was legitimate and you know it's for real, wouldn't you want to do it as quickly as possible? Of course you would. Any level of success, you will want to do it as fast as you can. You only take your time if you have to, but if there's a way to speed up the process, then you would do it. Would you not? Okay. So if you are in New York and you want to get to LA, you know that it's probably a 5-hour flight to get there. But if you knew there was a way that you could, while somehow scientifically, get from New York to LA in 2 hours instead of 5 hours, would you do it? Or at least would you be open to finding out how it works and what you can do to take advantage of it? Of course you would. Maybe it doesn't make sense to you, or not even make sense, but I mean, if you're in LA in 2 hours, there's nothing else that needs to make sense. Maybe it's not feasible. Maybe you can't afford it. Maybe there's some new type of transportation mode that costs 3 times as much as a flight. And maybe financially, it just doesn't make sense for you to be able to do it now. But would it make sense for you to find out what's going on? Of course you would. Any way that you can get to any goal faster than the pace that you are currently at, you should be open to finding out what it is and then asking yourself, how can I take advantage of this? Why would you not do that? It's very interesting. Me, in the line of work that I'm in, I'm working as a coach. I work with people at all different levels. People are at really high levels and top 1-2% performers, and people who are just starting. They're just at the first or second level of just getting started at what they do. You'd be very surprised. Maybe some of you would be. I think most of you would be surprised. Some of you would not, depending on your experience, at how much people have baked into their brains these rationalizations about doing things slowly as if it's the smartest thing to do when it's not the smartest thing to do. There are very few things you want to do in life slowly. The only thing you want to do slowly is age and die. All right, everything else, you probably want to do it quickly. And when I say die, I don't mean die slow, like dying a slow death that takes, 3 years and you're just slowly deteriorating. What I mean is you want it to take as long as possible before you die. That's what I mean. And when I say aging, I mean you getting old. Whatever you consider to be old that makes you feel old or look old or perform old, you want that to happen as late as possible in your life. Everything else you want to do fast. Everything else you should be aiming to do as quickly as possible and to shave as much time as possible off of that process so that you can enjoy the outcome while you still have more time to spare in your life. Is there any other aspect of life that I'm leaving out that I'm missing here in which you want to do things slowly? I don't think there's anything else you want to do slowly. I don't know, maybe something. Maybe if you're having maybe the pleasure of eating a good meal or having sex with your significant other or your partner or whatever, maybe you want to do those slowly so you can enjoy the moment. But in a general sense, you get what I mean here, right? That for the most part, we want to achieve our outcomes, whatever they may be. We want to achieve them as quickly as possible so that we have more time to go achieve more things or at least to enjoy the things we've already achieved. So when you hear people say get rich quick, again, often you hear people say that as an indirect way of kind of making fun of those people or separating yourselves from people who tell you they can help you get something for nothing. So usually when we hear get rich quick, that's how we connotate it. It means somebody's talking about getting something for nothing, getting a significant amount of money in a short period of time with very little effort. That usually doesn't work. So yes, stay away from those things. But we all understand that you had to put in some work and some time and effort in order to get any outcome in life. Nothing that is worth anything can you get without putting in some effort and putting in some resources. So anything that appears, and this is how many people think, anything that appears to come to us too quickly is often not all that it appears to be. And oftentimes that is the case, but there are many times when it's not the case, and it depends on your wiring, depends on your thinking, depends on where your thermostat is set in terms of how long do you think it should take for you to make X amount of dollars. Because if you think it should take 10 years, and then somebody says, well, I can help you do it in 1 year, you might consider that a scam. Where there are other people out there who say, well, for me to make X amount of dollars, it'd take me a month. And someone tells them it takes a year, they might say, that's too slow. All right, that's a scam. So they're saying it's a scam, you're saying it's a scam, but you're saying it for two different reasons because your thermometers are set at different temperatures. Your expectation is it takes this long, their expectation is it takes way less time. So all you need to do, first of all, is fix your thermostat. Thermometer just tells you what it is. Thermostat sets what it is. And this is all about the mindset. That's why I have a whole episode explaining to you how mindset really works. And a lot of people think that they understand how mindset really works, and they honestly really don't. I talk to a lot of people, and many people think that their mindset is where it needs to be in terms of getting the outcomes that they want, but they haven't really mastered it as much as they think they have. And I talked about how mindset really works in episode number 2357. So continuing here, getting rich quick does not necessarily mean that you're doing a scam or making money in a dishonest way. In this context, what I'm talking about here today, and I mean the literal get rich quick, not the connotations, social connotations you've been taught. And again, I told you today, we're unlearning some of the bullshit you've been taught, and many of you need to unlearn a whole lot of bullshit. Getting rich quick means making as much money as you can in as short a period of time as possible, which is exactly what you want. Again, literally. Because as I already said, you're not going to live long enough to get rich slow. So if you're going to get rich, you want to do it now, or you want to do it later? You want to get rich now, or you want to get rich in 10 years? Now, if you just had to pick between those two with no other information, how soon do you want it to happen? And what's interesting, you know, you ask people this question and they hesitate as if I'm asking them some kind of trick question. This is not a fucking trick question. I'm literally asking you, how soon do you want to achieve the outcome? You want to do it now, or you want to do it later? Why would you not do it now? The only reason you wouldn't do it now is if, for whatever reason, the whatever is required in order to do it now, maybe you don't believe you are capable or you don't have the resources, but I'm not asking you that. I'm just asking you, what outcome do you want? Do you want it now or do you want it later? This is not a trick question. Which one do you want? I'm assuming most of you are saying now. Okay. Remember that anytime you add time to a situation, meaning make it take longer than it needs to, you are placing a bet that you will be around to get to that time in the future. That's the bet that you're placing. Anytime you say you're going to do something later, you are betting that you will be around for that later in order to see it. And there's no guarantee that you will be. So it's a bad idea to add time to a situation. Any situation is a bad idea to add time to it because there's no guarantee you'll be around. Every time you add time to a situation, you are betting that you'll be there to see it. Now, sometimes you will be, sometimes you won't be. Meaning, I don't mean that when I say you won't be, it doesn't mean that you're necessarily going to die. What I mean is if you say I'll do something in 6 months, well, what happens in 6 months? In 6 months, you forgot about the thing that you said you were going to do in 6 months. And 6 months worth of life has occurred. Now you got 6 months of other stuff that you got to get to that now has pushed that other thing off of the top of your mind. You completely forgot about it. And now 6 years have gone by. You never did it. That's what happens when you add time to a situation. As the saying goes, life happens. A whole bunch of things pop up and all the things that you put off until later don't happen. Every time I'm talking to someone and they're about to make a big decision that they could do right now and they don't make it right now and they put it off until later, that later never occurs. I would say about 98% of the time. If I talk to 100 people who are about to make a big move in their life and their business, their career, and they don't do it right now and they say, well, I'll do it when something has to occur, something else has to occur in their lives, some situation, I got to move up to this level, I got to get that position, I got to make this money, I got to clear these things out, whatever it is. That 6 months goes by, that year goes by, that whatever amount of time has to go by in order for them to do the thing. And let's say they eventually get to the point that that thing is done. That often doesn't even happen. They say, I'll do it soon as blank. That as soon as never occurs. They never actually get to it. The thing just gets worse and they never fix that issue that they said they had to fix before they did the next thing. Never get to it. Never occurs. Or B, even if they do get to the point of clearing out that thing they need to clear out. All right, let me get rid of this. I got all this credit card debt. Let me clear this credit card debt. Then I'll do this thing. Then they clear the credit card debt, but then life has occurred. So now they got to use whatever they were thinking they were freeing up. Now they got to use it for something else. And the thing gets pushed back again. Before you know it, they have just checked out of even doing the thing in the first place. They're not going to do it at all. Again, 98 out of 100 people, this is what happens. 2 out of 100 are the exceptions. And they actually do follow through and eventually go do the thing that they said they were going to do. Most people don't do that. Why is this? Human nature. Life happens. People forget about things. Other things take priority. And many people have their thermostats set too slow. This is the reason it really happens. Most people's thermostats are set too slow, meaning when things are happening slowly in life, they're okay with that because that's their expectation. Things are just going to happen slow. That's how it's supposed to be. No, this is not how it's supposed to be. All right, you want things to happen fast. No one is guaranteed additional time. So you need to stop adding time to situations. This doesn't mean every single thing you see or think about, you'll be able to do immediately in a moment. I get it. But you want to have a sense of urgency about, I want to get this done as quickly as possible, rather than adding time to the situation, saying it's okay if I get to it later. It's not okay to get to it later because, again, you might not get to it and you might not make it to later. Both of those are reasons why. So if you're going to achieve anything in your life, you want to achieve it as quickly and as immediately as possible. Despite all the YouTube, basketball, even this show, I started as a writer and I am still a prolific writer. As a matter of fact, I send out emails damn near every day. I call this the Daily Game email. I want you to get this every day to your inbox completely for free. So simply go to workonmygame.com. That's workonmygame.com. And get my emails directly to your inbox every day free of charge. Again, that's workonmygame.com. It's important to me that the supplements I take, if I take any at all, are of the highest quality, and that's why for the last 2+ years, I've been drinking AG1. Unlike many supplement brands, AG1 is consistently and constantly searching for how to do things better. At 52 iterations of their formula and counting, their team is always trying to find better ways to source, test, and aim to find the best quality ingredients available. So many people have asked me if AG1 is actually the real deal, and trust me, there's a reason why I've been drinking it for so long. Quality for AG1 is not just a buzzword, it's a commitment backed by expert-led scientific research, high-quality ingredients, industry-leading manufacturing, and rigorous testing. At each step of the process, AG1 goes above and beyond industry standards. I know I can trust what's in every scoop of AG1 because it's tested for 950 contaminants and banned substances, while the industry standard typically only tests for 10. Taking care of my health shouldn't be complicated, and AG1 simplifies this by making it so that there aren't a million different pills and capsules to keep track of. I hated doing that. Just one scoop of AG1 mixed with water every day. It's really that simple. AG1's ingredients are heavily researched for efficacy and quality, and I love that every scoop also includes prebiotics, probiotics, and digestive enzymes for gut support. I have partnered with AG1 for so long because they make such a high quality product that I genuinely look forward to drinking every day. So if you want to replace your multivitamin and more, start with AG1. Try AG1 and get a free 1-year supply of vitamin D3 plus K2 and 5 free AG1 travel packs with your first subscription at drinkag1.com/workonyourgame. That's drinkag1.com/workonyourgame. Check it out. That link is down below in the description as well. One more time, drinkag1.com/workonyourgame. Check it out. Point number two. Today's topic, once again, is why you want to get rich quick. Number two, time is of the essence. I think I made this point. Time is of the essence. As you just talked about in point number one, your time is limited. Everybody understands this, right? According to our current science, everybody will experience death. Or on top of your time being limited, you don't even know how limited your time is. No one knows exactly how much of it you have left. Or unless you're committing suicide, other than that, you don't know when you're going to die. So anything you're going to do, you want to get it done immediately. So if the goal is to get rich, do it now. Now, again, that doesn't mean you can snap your fingers and the money just falls out the sky, but you should be working on how can I do it now? That's the question you want to ask yourself. How can I do it now? Doesn't necessarily mean you will, but how can I? If you're not even asking the question, you aren't even making yourself eligible for it to happen. This is the challenge that many people have. They don't even ask the question. So there's no way it can happen for you. Anything you want to do in your life, whether we're talking money or anything else, you have to put it in your head to reduce the time it takes to do it. How can we do this faster? Reduce the time between the thought and the action. Let me repeat that. Reduce the time between the thought and the action. For example, just today, I was looking at some material in our university and I was thinking, maybe we could position this in a different way. What if I put this here, and change this to this, and then I put it out that way and told people they could get involved this way? And I reached out to someone I know, a business colleague. I said, what do you think about this? And they said, yeah, I like the idea. It really didn't matter what they said. I just wanted to see if they were noticing anything I hadn't noticed. They said they liked the idea. I was going to do it anyway. And then I did it. It's going to get executed on, like, I'm recording right now. I'm recording this 1:33 p.m. in the afternoon. By 4 o'clock today, it will be out. It will be announced, and the change will already have been implemented. That's what I mean when I say reducing the amount of time between the idea and the action. This is not some 3-week project. This is like a 30-minute project. It took me 5 minutes to look at it and think about this is a good idea. It took me 2 minutes to go reach out to a person and ask them what they thought. And it's going to take me about 30 minutes to actually do the stuff that's going to put everything in place. It might take me on 30, maybe 45. But that's it. But it's going to be done today, guaranteed. This is what we call collapsing timeframes. Now, the biggest challenge that I see, if I had to come up with one, amongst all the different types of people who I talk to a lot of different types of people, starter entrepreneurs, transitioning entrepreneurs, coming out of corporate, coming out of athletic worlds, coming out of military, people who have been in business for a long time, people who have been handed down family businesses, people who have started businesses that are going to be family businesses, people in online businesses, offline businesses, medical businesses, health-based businesses, food-based businesses, coaches, authors, speakers, trainers, of all the different types of people who I talk to. The biggest challenge that I see amongst all of them, uniformly, is their propensity and bad habit of adding time to situations. If you want to do a thing and you add time to the situation, you say you want to do it later, you're not ready yet, you want to think about it some more, you're not comfortable with moving forward at this moment. I hear this stuff all the time. These are all things that people use as a reason to add time to a situation. None of these reasons are good. None of them. These are all things that people say. And you, listener, some of you are guilty of using these. Some of you have used these like today, adding time to a situation. The challenge with doing this is that you will often never get to doing the thing that you added time to. Because again, I already explained that to you in point number one, the stars will never all be aligned in such a way that the circumstance is perfect for you to move forward. And it's the reason why many people never move forward and take big steps in their lives, because they're waiting for everything to be perfect. Problem is, nothing is ever completely perfect. So the stars will never be aligned. So if that's what you're waiting for, you're going to die waiting. Don't hold your breath. All right. You got to move anyway and do it anyway because you don't have time. All right? We should operate our lives as if we do not have time. If you just start thinking like that, again, if you just start thinking like that, it's not that you literally don't have time. You do. But if you started thinking as if you didn't and you started moving with more urgency, I guarantee all of you would get a lot more done over the course of your day. Days add up to weeks, months, years, and lifetimes. So any of you feels like your progress is not happening fast enough, let's start with the person in the mirror. You are moving too slow and you are allowing yourself to do it. And that's the problem. Let's start with that and then we can fix other things. You know those days in your life when you don't really feel like being at work, you don't really feel like doing the job that you're required to do, but you have to do it anyway? Yeah, those days. We call those days the third day. Everyone has them, no matter what it is that you do. And you need to, if you're going to be a professional, have a system for getting through those days, because they're going to happen. I wrote a book called The Third Day, The Decision That Separates the Pros from the Amateurs, that systematically and strategically coaches you on how to get through those days so you can give your best effort when you least feel like it. I will give you a free copy of the book. Again, it's called The Third Day. All you have to do is cover the shipping and go to thirddaybook.com. Again, that's thirddaybook.com. Get a free copy of that book, How to Separate Yourself, the Pro, from the Amateurs by showing up and giving your best effort when you least feel like it. Just go to thirddaybook.com. Moving on to point number three. Today's topic, once again, is why you want to get rich quick. Number three, anything you want to do, you should be doing it fast. Again, there are a couple of exceptions of things you want to do slow, but everything else you want to do fast. Now, any of you got kids? Any mothers here who have birthed a child, like a child actually came out of your birth canal? If you had another kid or if you had to do that over, would you want that labor to be slow or fast? I'm thinking most of you wanted to be fast. I witnessed the birth of my son. I witnessed the labor. It took a long time. I guess it was relatively short compared to, I guess, what some other women had. It was like half the day, like literally half. It was like 14 hours. Now, I didn't have to birth the kid, but I would think I would want that to happen pretty quickly. Or as what I could viscerally feel was being experienced, I think I would want that to happen quickly. When you do things fast, you give yourself more time to do other stuff. All right, sooner you achieve thing number one, you can move on to thing number two, number three, number four, and so on. As long as you delay the first thing, then you can't get to the next thing. All right, this is how people get to the end of their lives and have a long laundry list of things that they wanted to have done, but they never did it. And again, it's not because you didn't have the knowledge or the talent or the resources or the people or the access. And these are usually the reasons / excuses that people give themselves. But those are usually not the real reason. They're good reasons, but not the real reason. And there's a difference between the two. A good reason sounds good and most people will accept it. But the real reason is the one that is really causing the issue. The good reason is usually not the thing causing the issue. It's just the excuse that we give ourselves because it sounds good, it feels good, and it lets us off the hook. The real reason is because many of you are just too damn slow. See, the good thing about a real reason, folks, is that you can do something about the real reason. You can't do anything about good reasons. That's how you can tell the difference. So let me say that part again. See, if you want to know the difference between a good reason and a real reason why something is occurring in your life, the good reason is one that sounds good, but you can't really do anything about. You have really no control over. It's kind of out of your hands. The real reason is something that you can actually do something about. So anytime you are facing an issue in life, ask yourself, am I giving myself a good reason or a real reason? And the way you can tell the difference is the real reason is something you can do something about, and the good reason is one that you can't. So people use, again, resources, talent, intelligence, which technically you can control those, but those are good reasons. Most of the time it's because people just added time to a situation until there was no more time left to add. They ran out of time. If you take one thing from this entire concept, and we're talking about getting rich quick, but you notice most of this episode is not really about money. Remember that your time is limited. Always remember that. You don't control how much remains, which means you must always be acting and thinking with a sense of urgency about everything you do, including getting rich, whatever getting rich means for you. Getting rich means your next $1,000, then okay, make it as quickly as possible. It means your next million. If it means your first million, whatever, get it as quickly as possible. You want to move with urgency and move with speed. Let's recap today's class, which is why you want to get rich quick. Point number one, you're not going to live long enough to get rich slow. You don't want to achieve success slowly. You want to achieve success quickly. Velocity of outcome matters. All right? And when you are great at what you do, you want to be achieving outcome with great velocity, because then you can help yourself and you can also help others. Number two, time is of the essence. Your time is limited. On top of being limited, you don't know how limited it is. Again, according to current science, everybody's going to experience death. So you want to achieve things as quickly as you can. And you got to move quickly, even if things are not aligned and things are not perfect, because look at your life right now. Look at your life 5 years ago. Look at your life 3 weeks ago. Nothing's ever going to be perfect. All right. That's not an anomaly and is not limited to just you. Number three, anything you want to do, do it fast. Then you'll have more time to do the next thing. If you got 10 things on your list, faster you do things one, two, and three, the faster you can get to things four, five, and six. The challenge for many people is they never get to everything on their list because you're too slow in addressing each thing individually. You take too much time thinking and considering what you might do or what you could do. All right, stop doing that, and I guarantee you'll have more time to get stuff done. With that said, make sure you text me so you're in my community. My number is 305-384-6894. WorkOnYourGameUniversity.com. Join our group program. Join our mastermind program. If you want to work with me one-on-one, we'll tell you options about that as well. So you can get straight into our mastermind group program right now. Go to WorkOnYourGameUniversity.com. Link is down below in the description. Work on your game. Dre, all day. While you are here, don't forget to text me so you can be part of my texting community where you can ask me questions. You can share challenges with me. You are messaging me directly. You can get a direct response from me because I do read and reply to my messages. My number again, 305-384-6894. One more time, 305-384-6894. Make sure you text me because you never know when I'm going to send a message that could be the one thing you need to hear, the one thing you need to do, the one insight you need to get that could change your life. Make sure you message me. 305-384-6894. People often ask me, Dre, is there any way that I could work with you directly? Is there any way that I could talk to you on a regular basis, just ask you questions, share with you what I'm doing, and just get your feedback and your insight on where I'm going personally and professionally? The answer is yes. And the further answer is there's only one place to do that. That is Work On Your Game University. That's the only place I do any coaching. It's the only place I work with anyone directly. All you have to do to get involved in the university is go to WorkOnYourGameUniversity.com. There you'll see all your options, whether you want to schedule a call with us, join one of our group programs, and we go from there. I'll see you inside. Again, that's WorkOnYourGameUniversity.com.